Today's daf is Becharos daf Nun. We are holding on daf Memtes Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom Memtes Amud Beis. So we've been discussing Pidyon HaBen, but we have yet to discuss how much money you give for Pidyon HaBen. So today's daf is about exactly the weights of the silver and the amount of money that you give for Pidyon HaBen. We'll see if we could figure it out. So it says the Mishnah, Chamesh Shlam Shal Ben B'Manatsuri. When we say you have to give five Shlam for Pidyon HaBen, it's using Manatsuri, the Tsuri in money, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly how that differs from any other kind of money, what exactly that is. Shloshim shaleved v'chamishim shalonas v'shal mefata. Similarly, when the Torah says that if your animal kills an eved, that you have to pay shloshim, and if a person is ma'anis or mefata, a woman, he has to pay chamishim. Umeya shal motzi shemra, a person is motzi shemra on a woman, he says lo matzasi v'bitcha besulam, and in fact she was a besula, her father is able to prove that she was a besula, so he's considered a motzi shemra on her, and he has to give, he has to pay 100. Kulam b'shekel hakodesh b'manatsuri. All of these amounts are in shekel hakodesh using manatsuri. V'kula niftin b'kesef u'b'shav kesef. But all of these payments can be done, doesn't have to be done in those currencies, it just has to be that amount of money, but it could be redeemed instead for silver or for kesef or shav kesef, whatever the dollar value is of these amounts of silver in contemporary society, in whatever society you live in, you're allowed to give that. You don't have to give these actual coins, chutz min ashkalim, except for shkalim. By shkalim, it's going to be different. What's shkalim? Rashi says shkalim abayim b'lishcha ba'adar. The shkalim, the machza shekel that a person would have to bring into the lishcha in chodesh adar. Ein mavin sham elamat be'ah shel chatzi shkalim. So over there, we were dafka makbid that you have to bring the special coin called the machza shekel. You can't give some other shava kesef of machza shekel. You would actually have to give machza shekel. But for all of these other amounts that are mentioned in the Torah, the Shlosh v'shalavet, Chamishim onus mufata, Meir motzi shemra, and Chamish shalav v'pidyon haben, which has to dafka be manatsuri, but it doesn't have to be that's how we evaluate the value of it, but it doesn't have to be that actual currency. So what is manatsuri? What does manatsuri mean in contemporary Bavel, asks the Gemara. So manatsuri, Amar Rabbi Asi, manashaltsuri, it's the same manatsuri that we have right now, Ravash says. He says, Ravasi says, if you look at Rashi, Manashal Tsuri, Ayotzi, Bimidinas Tsuri, Tasela, Dalad Zuzim, Vazuz, Bimishkal Zav, Shal Mishkal Shneb Shitun, Mechsel, Mishkal Abarzel. He says, whatever it is in Tsuri right now, it's the same Manatsuri that the Mishnah is talking about. Rabbi Ami Amar, Dinara Arva. No, it's the Arabian dinar. That's what Manatsuri actually equals. Rashi says, Rabbi Ami Omer, Selat Tsuri, Hainu, Dinar Arva Yishmaeli. So Rashi says, yeah, I'm not really sure how much he's talking about. I don't know what that means. He's just saying his contemporary Arabian dinar. So he gives some sort of cheshbon that he found in Tshuvas HaGaonim of what it equals. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Istara Sarasya de Mizdavna Tmanya Bedinra. It's the istira of susrisa, which are older types of coins, that are eight of them could be exchanged for a dinar. So at a rate where eight can be exchanged for a dinar, chamesh minayu lepidyon haben. You take five of those, and that's what you would need for pidyon haben. And Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Dina Hadriana Tariana Shaifa. Rabbi Yochanan says it would be the Hadrian or Taryana, these are two leaders who minted coins, their dinars that are already rubbed out, because by the time the Gemara was talking, it was already years after their reign, and therefore all their coins that had their images on it were already somewhat rubbed out, that could be sold or that could be exchanged for 25 zuz. That's the amount that's what manatsuri really is. So dal minayu shesusa, take away one sixth, v'hanach l'pidyon haben. If we say that you need five sela for pidyon haben, and a sela typically in Gantz Shas, a sela equals four dinar, so five sela for pidyon haben equals 20 dinar for pidyon haben. So we're saying how many of these coins you need to give. So these coins that are worth 25 zuz, if you take away 1/6, then you'll have the right amount for pidyon haben. So obviously you don't have to be a math whiz to realize that if you take away 1/6 from 25, you are not left with 20. We need to be left with 20 dinar, which equals 5 slaim. So that doesn't seem to work out. So ask the Gemara, Hani Esrin V'chad Nechi Dan Kahavi. If you take away 1/6 from 25, what you actually have is 20 and 5/6. And Rashi does the math for you. So the way Rashi always does the math is break it up into sections. He says, well, 1/6 of 24, that's easy. If you were to take 1/6 of 24, that's 4. And you take 1/6 of the remaining 1, because we started with 25, that's a 6. So therefore, you subtract 4 and a 6 from 25, and you have 20 and 5/6. That is not 20. Ella, rather, what you should do is Dal Shesusa Vizuza. You take 1/6 plus an additional zuz away. V'hanuch l'pidyon haben. Then you have the exact amount for pidyon haben. Gemara says, no, you don't. If you take away 1/6, you have 20 and 5/6 zuz, and then you take away another zuz, and you have 19 and 5/6 zuz. So the Gemara says, Akati esrin l'chidan kavi. You're supposed to have 20, and you have 20 minus a 6. So it's not the right amount for pidyon haben. Ella, rather, the Gemara says, no, we said that in the wrong order. Dal zuza ushesusa. First subtract the zuz, and then a sixth of what's left. So if you start with 25 dinar, take away 1, so they have 24, then you take away a sixth of that, and then you're going to be left with 20 dinar, which equals 5 slaim, and that's exactly what v'hanuch l'pidyon haben, tavlu esrim mitkali b'mitkali dinra. Then you're going to have 20 dinar, which is exactly d'inan esrim t'man zuzi upalgi upalga danka. And that's 28 zuz and a half of a danka, which equals in Torah times, and what we need to be the 5 slaim for pidyon haben. That's bedinar aravya, it's 28 and a half of a danka, which equals the amount that you need for pidyon haben. However, the math works out. Amar Rava, slum d'oraisa t'lasa v'til t'havi. So Rava comes with a chiddush. Meaning, typically speaking, we normally assume in all of Shas that dinar is one dinar, a sela equals 4 dinar, a dinar is 6 ma'a, so it's 24 ma'a for a sela. That's typically what we always assume. That's the 4 dinar for one sela, 24 ma'a for a sela, 6 ma'a for one dinar. Those are the ratios that we typically assume. Rava says, no. Salam daraisa tlasa vitilta havi. In fact, it's 3 1/3 dinar for each sela. So now, if you're going to talk 3 1/3 dinar for each sela, that's going to mean that a ma'a, which is 6 ma'os for a dinar. So how many ma'os for a sela? Well, if it's 6 ma'os for a dinar and 3 1/3 dinar for a sela, so it'll actually turn out to be about 20 ma'os for a sela. So Rava rocks the boat a little bit, changes all of our cheshbonos. So he says, slum d'oraisa tasa v'til t'havi. So says Mar Duchsiv Esrim Gera Hashakel. Matargaminan Esrim Ma'in, because it says Esrim Gera Hashakel, and with the Matargim, the Targum is Esrim Ma'in. So Vitanya Shesh Ma'a Kesef Dinar. And we say that 6 Ma'a Kesef is a dinar. So Mesveh asked the Gemara, wait a second, can we really say that Rav is correct? Valo Sela Shel Kodesh Arbay Mushmona Pundion. The Sela of Kodesh is 48 Pundion. So the point is that 48 pundion is only a sela if 4 dinar equals a sela, because a pundion, the pundion is half a ma'a, so the way it should work out is if it should only really be 48 pundion for a sela if all of the original ratios were correct. If a sela equals 4 dinar and 4 dinar equals 24 ma, 24 ma equals 48 pundion. But if a sela equals 3 1/3 dinar, then everything is messed up. So because then 3 1/3 dinar equals about 20 ma, which would be 40 pundion, not 48 pundion. So isn't Rava incorrect? And then the Gemara just happens to mention pundion ze mativa. What's with this extra pundion? Meaning in the original context, this is a discussion about redeeming a field that you were maktish. The halacha is that if you're maktish a field, the way the cheshbon is, you have the ability to be poded immediately. That pidyon is done based on a very specific cheshbon, that for a base core of land, you have per year left to yovel, zerachomer of saorim is chamishim slaim for all 50 years until until Yovel, and then you redeem it based on based on how many years there are left to Yovel. If you look at Rashi, Valosela Shel Kodesh Hamakdish Sodeu B'Shnas HaYovel Hayapod Beis Zara Chomer Sarim B'Chamishim Slayim. If it's in the year of Yovel, so you have 50 years till the next Yovel, so it would be Beis Zara of Chomer Sarim for Chamishim Slayim. Ubetaros Kohanim Gabi Makdish Sodeu Katani Ke'erkocha Yakub Nosin Memtes Slayim. Memtes pundion lememtes shanim shel yovel. So what you're actually giving is 49 slaim plus 49 pundion for the 49 years of yovel. But wait a second. Valosela shel kodesh v'chulei kolomar v'loma amaru memtes pundionin. If it's supposed to be 50 years and 50 slaim, so why do we say memtes pundionin? It should be should be 49 plus another memches pundionin. Valosela shel kodesh memches pundionin. Ishtakach to kaparik beis zera chomer saorim v'chamishim shekel upundion. It will turn out that during the yovel year, you're redeeming it for 50 plus a pundion, and it should be exactly one pundion. So why is it pundion zem mativa? What is the story with this pundion? So kilbon leprotrot basodo sifu ilavayu, that this was when they added to the currency, so you needed this extra pundion to compensate for the change in the currency. Detanya esrim gera hashakel lamanu l'shekel shu esrim gera. We learn that a shekel is esrim gera. Uminayin shim ratzel lehosif Yosef. How do I know if you want to add to the currency, you can add. Tamalomer yiya. So that's why the pasuk says yiya. Yachol yifchos. Tamalomer hu. So I might think you can even subtract from it. That's why the pasuk says hu, that you can't subtract from the currency. But that explains the discrepancy between Rava and what we normally assume, that the amount of the currency changed. Good. So right, if you look at Rashi, Basu Dol Sifu Ale, Al Selo Doraiso Sifu Shus Vasu Lamida Selatsuri Esmar Ba Me'in. So they added a sixth, and therefore changed the ratios to so Rava is not incorrect. We don't disprove Rava. Chaznish has a suffix when we say that if you Ratzel Lahosif Yosef, he's not sure whether that Hosafa, who decides in that Hosafa? Is it the Sanhedrin, the Chachmei Ador, and their Mosif only in regards to Dine Torah? They're mosif to the currency, and even though the malchus may not change their currency at all, or do you assume that it's done al yidei the malchus? And if in that medina they were magdil the matbea, so then the dine Torah adjusts along with it, that the shir is nikva based on the shir of medina, based on whatever the currency is in the country at that time. So he says, according to that, if they're mosif on the matbea and then they are poches weiter on the matbea, so then you should go back to the original shir. The shir should go back to what it was. It just can't go less than it originally was, but it should be able to go back to what it originally was. So the Chaznish writes from the Lashon of the Rambam says, Ukvar husifu chachamim alav va'asu mishkal u'kemishkal u'mbeah hanikra sela b'zman bayisheni. The Rambam emphasizes that how did the currencies change? Husifu chachamim. So it sounds like it was up to the chachmei ador to be koveya the values of the currency for these halachos. However, the Netziv and Hamak She'ela and the Shiltos and Kufyud Zayin writes that certainly the Malchus is Koveya, the Shir of the Matbea, and the Rambam is molded to that as well. When he says that the Chachamim were the ones that were Mosif, what he means to say is that after the Malchus changed the currency and were Magdil, the Erech HaMatbeos, so Mele Chazal had to change the Halachos for the Dinei Torah as well, because it all goes based on the currency of that time. Okay, that's the technical, mathematical, difficult part of the Gemara. Now, the rest of it is fairly smooth sailing. So it says, "Rav Ashi shadle shifter zuze le Rav Acha braid Ravina pidin Raben." Rav Ashi sent 17 zuz to Rav Acha braid Ravina for pidin Raben. So shalach le, he sent a message along with the 17 zuz. Lishterly mar tlasi yisirta di ikelavayu. If you wouldn't mind giving me back the change, meaning I gave you 3 extra, so I'd appreciate if you gave me back the change from what I gave you for the pidin Raben. So shalach le, so he sent back to him, Lishli Mart Fasachrina Dosifu Levayu. He says, No, you owe me 3 more. It's not that that I owe you change. You should give me 3 more, and then maybe you'll have fulfilled your mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Now this story is quoted by the Achronim in the context of a Ramah that we've mentioned. The Ramah writes in Yerodeh Simin Shin Hei Sif Yud, in the name of the Rivash, that a father is not allowed to make a shliach for Pidyon HaBen, that a father is never allowed to appoint a shliach to do Pidyon HaBen for him. So the Merit Al-Ghazi and the Rashash say, what are you talking about? It says Beferish in this Gemara that you're allowed to make a shliach for Pidyon HaBen, because Ravashi was shalach these 17 dinar for Pidyon HaBen to Ravacha Breid Ravina. So isn't that a shlichus for Pidyon HaBen? That's the kasha that all the Achronim asked. The Shach on that Ramah, we've mentioned already before, in Sifkat Nir Aleph, he wonders, why should he not be able to make a shliach for Pidyon HaBen? We paskin in Kala Tarukula, you're allowed to make a shliach, shluch shalom kamoso, you can make a shliach for anything. So in the Tshuvas Yad Eliyo, Siman Nun Aleph, he quotes that the Shach, he points out that the Shach is really Soser himself, because the Shach in Hilchas Mila writes, the Shach in Choshem Mishpat, not in Hilchas Mila, but in Choshem Mishpat, Siman Shin Pei Beis, Sifkat Nir Aleph, writes, in regards to Mila, that a father who sends a shliach to be mal his son is mevatel the mitzvah saseh shel mila. That you're not supposed to appoint a shliach to do the mila because the mitzvah is mutal on the father. Obviously, if the father can't do a mila, better not to try if you don't know what you're doing. So, okay, so some of them are dafka makbid that you appoint them as a shliach, others are not. Whatever it is, there's famous ksos about this. But the shach says that dafka, you should not make a shliach for mila. And therefore, basis should be mevatel this idea that everyone makes the mol, a shliach, for the mila, and the chor, it should be called the chomer, though, in regards to Pidyon HaBen. If the father is allowed to make a shliach for Pidyon HaBen, and if father sends a shliach for Pidyon HaBen, is mevatel the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, it should for sure be mevatel the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, because it's mefurish in the Torah that Pidyon HaBen is mutal ala av. That's explicit. So if the shach has a problem with doing it for mila, he should for sure have a problem with doing it for Pidyon HaBen. And by Pidyon HaBen, he says, what are you talking about, Rama? Shluch shalom kamoso, there's no problem with appointing a shliach for Pidyon HaBen. So in the Sefer Erech Shai, he tries to miyashiv the Shach as follows. He says, the reason by Mila, you're not supposed to make a shliach, is because since the person was mal ben chavero, it does work. Meaning the Mila is a valid Mila when someone else does it. The ben is considered to be mahul, so it's muchach that it's not totally in the bailim. So, and if that's the case, it's you shouldn't make the shliach for the mitzvah, because then it's very clear, mitoch ma'asav, that it worked, and it makes it look like the father doesn't really play a role at all. But by Pidyon HaBen, if the Av says that he's not interested in someone else being poda, his son, the Pidyon won't work. So it's muchach mitoch ma'asav that you're working as a shliach, because if you're not working as a shliach, the whole pidyon doesn't work. It's an invalid pidyon. So you can only be working mikoach the av. And that's why it shouldn't be a problem to have a shliach, because it's muchach that the av is playing a role over here. When it comes to mila, so what? The guy does a mila, the father could be screaming the whole time, I don't want you doing a mila, my son, don't touch my son. I'm done already, too late. So it is too late. The ben is mahul. The mitzvah was already done. So the father's role is completely marginalized. So that's why he doesn't like the idea of making a shliach for mila, but for Pidyon HaBen, the father's role is never going to be marginalized, because the father always has to be the one that's okay with it. If he's omid v'tzavach, it's not going to work for Pidyon HaBen. That's the din by mila. By mila, there's multiple dinim. There's a mitzvah of doing a maisa mila. There's a din in the Torah. There are certain dinim about an orel, someone who doesn't have a mila. So that's a separate din. And then there's a third din, li yos mahul, to be mahul, that a person has such a concept of not only a problem of being an arel, but to be mahul. So the person is certainly not an arel, and he's certainly mahul when someone does the mila, even if the father didn't want to do it. The father didn't get the mitzvah of doing the maisa mila, but the other two elements kick in automatically. So anyway, that's the discussion about this Ramah. The Netziv in Meshev Davar, the Netziv in his Tshuvas in Meshev Davar writes that it's not a kasha at all against the Ramah in our Gemara, because that which Ramah says you can't be podal yidei shliach, he means that there's a din of being mafresh the ma'os l'shem Pidyon HaBen, that when you set aside and designate money that you can use for Pidyon HaBen, that you can't do al yidei shliach. That you have to be mafresh l'shem Pidyon HaBen. Who says that's what happened in our Gemara? It doesn't say Rav Rashi was mafresh the money al yidei Pidyon HaBen. It says he sent the money for Pidyon HaBen al yidei shliach. That's the problem. That's the only thing you're not allowed to do. There's nothing wrong with being mafresh the ma'os yourself and then sending a shliach for Pidyon HaBen. Even the Ramah would not have a problem with that. So that's how they're miyashiv the Ramah with this Gemara. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Actually, just one or two more points. The Tosfos and Maseches Ksuvos, writes that it's mavur over here that when you add a madbeya, you have to be poda with the you can't use slotim shel Torah, meaning it's only if they that which we say that you need to use the slotim hagadolim and you can't use the slotim shel Torah is only if the entire world has adjusted the currency. But if it's only in a certain medina, then you don't need to be mosif on the shir of chamisha slotim in the Torah. Meaning, if only one medina adjusted their currency and the other medinas are still using the old currency, so then you don't have to adjust your currency based on whatever is going in that country as the most expensive currency. This is very halacha l'maisa. Meaning, nowadays, if you have a country that has a currency that's worth more than 5 slotim based on the weight of the silver, in the silver happens to be very expensive, so you know it's going to be hard to find nowadays. But let's say it's worth more than the 5 slotim based on the weight of silver, based on the value of the weight of silver. So would you have to be machmir to give the 5 of that currency, or would you in that country, or would you just have to give whatever the value of the silver is? So Shidim Betzas in Maseches Ksubos quotes the name of Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah that it's machlokus rishonim. If there's a hosaf is only be medina achas, do you have to give the shear of that medina? So in the Hamik Shela again in Siv's commentary to the Shiltos of there in Kuf Yud Zayin, he writes that the minig of Anshe Maisa Berusia in Russia, the minig of Anshe Maisa was that they would give 5 ruble for Pidyon HaBen, even though it was worth way more than the Shirei Chazal. But they held that each medina you chayev to give the Chamish Shloim of Osa Medina if it's Gadol Mishal Torah, if it's more than that which the Torah values for Pidyon HaBen, and that's why they would dafka makbid to give 5 ruble for Pidyon HaBen. In the Divrei Chamudos on the bottom of the Rush, he quotes a mice over here from the Sefer Rokeach, where a father gave for the Aviyah Ben gave a kli to a Kohen for Pidyon HaBen. Instead of giving money, he gave a kli. The Kohen was mekabel the kli. Kli was supposed to be worth 5 slotim. If it was in fact a brand name kli that it was supposed to be, it would have been worth 5 slotim. But then he looked into it and it turned out that the guy bought it off the back of a truck or something. It wasn't Gucci at all. It wasn't really it wasn't what it was supposed to be. It was mezuyaf, and it wasn't worth nearly 5 slotim. So the Aviyah Ben said to the Kohen, okay, give it back to me and I'll give you 5 slotim instead. So the Kohen said, no, I actually like it. I like the kli, it's just not worth 5 slotim. So how about you just be mashal mashir, so give me the rest till we equal 5 slotim. So, because I already own the kli, you already gave it to me, I don't have to give you back the kli. So Rabbeinu Meir Achiv Shel Ribak Paskin, in that case, says the Divrei Chamudos, that Hadinim HaKohen, that the Kohen is correct, he gets to keep the Kli. So why am I quoting this? Why does the Divrei Chamudos quote it over here? Because he says, and it's Mefurish that way in Perek Yesh Bechor. Okay, so now all we got to do is comb through Perek Yesh Bechor and find what in the world, what Gemara is he talking about? That he gave the Kli, that the Kohen gets to keep the Kli, even though it wasn't worth really the 5 slab of Pidyon HaBen. Where is such a Gemara? So the Maril says he doesn't find a Raya Brura in any Gemara in this Perek, but he says maybe what he's referring to is the story with Ravashi. The Ravacha Breid Ravina said, give me another 3 Zuzim that you owe me to be Mash the Mashir. So if you say that when you give less than the right shear initially, the father could be chozer. So how could the Kohen in our story be toveya another 3 zuz? You know what he should do? He should refund all the money and say, try again, do Pidyon HaBen, and you don't owe it to, you don't have to do it with me. You can do Pidyon HaBen with anybody. Meaning, how could he be toveya? You owe me another 3 zuz. You don't owe him anything. The whole thing wasn't a valid Pidyon HaBen. You have to give return everything. And if he wants to give to another Kohen, good, so he'll give to another Kohen. So that's perhaps the raya from our Gemara that when you give less than the Pidyon HaBen amount, that's considered a down payment. That's the beginning of the mitzvah. The Kohen is allowed to keep that, and all you have to do is be mashlim. That must be where it comes from. So the Divrei Chamuda says, if that's where it comes from, it's not a great raya, because it's very different when you give a certain amount of cash than when you're giving a kli b'toras. When you give a certain amount of cash and we know how much the cash is worth, it's different than when you give a kli with the assumption that the kli is worth chamesh shloim. Yerushalayim and it turns out to be Mezuyaf. Because in the case of Rav Ashi, there was no mistake about how much the money that he gave to the Kohen was worth. They argued about how much you have to actually give for Pidyon based on the going rates of currency. But there was no machlokas about what was actually given. And that's why the Kohen was Zocha, the Kohen gets to keep it. But in a case where it turns out to be Mezuyaf, where you gave something, where you gave it under the premise that it's worth a certain amount, and the question is, was the Kohen actually Zocha in that amount? So in that situation, it has to be totally on the dinim of Hona'a and Mekach Ta'us, and if it's more than Shsus, so it's the Mekach is Batel, and therefore the Kohen would in fact have to return it. So he thought that was not a Raya at all. That's the Divrei Chamudos on this Gemara, and Simin Yud Os Chav Gimel in Divrei Chamudos in the back of the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol Kesav HaAmar B'Torah Stam Sela. Whenever we say Kesav in the Torah Stam, it means Sela. The Nevi'im, whenever we say Kesef in Nevi'im, it's Litrin. It means 25 sell. It's worth a lot more. The Ksuvin, whenever Kesef is mentioned Stam and Ksuvin, it's Kinterin. It's 100 sell, even more than that. Chutzmin Kaspo Shel Ephron, except for the Kesef that Ephron spoke about when he sold the Maris HaNachpela to Avram Avinu. Sha'afel Pisha Kosev HaTorah Stam Stam Kinterin, because even though it just says Kesef Stam in the Torah, you would think it's only a Sela. No, he was talking about Kinterin. He was talking about the 100 Sela kind of Kesef. The Chsiv Arba Meo Shekel Kesef over La Socher. Because he called it Shekel Kesef. And some places they call Kintara Tikla, they call it a Shekel. So that's an indication that it's not just Tam, Kesef, which would be a Kesef of Torah, which would be a Sela. Rather, it's the Kesef of Ksuvim, which is actually 100 Sela. So he was asking for a lot of money. Amra Boshia, Bikshu Lignos called Kesef Zav Shaba Olam, Ne Kasef Zav Shal Yerushalayim. The Chachamim had a Havamina that if they could, they would try to hide all the Kesef and the Zav in the world because of the Kesef and Zav of Yerushalayim. What? What's the Kesef and Zav of Yerushalayim? Says Rashi, Shaya Belishcha, there was Kesef and Zav in the Lishcha that belonged to Hagdish, Vushal Hagdish, Va'asul Zarim, something that belongs to Hagdish we're not allowed to use, Ukshalachu of the Chavim Irvuim Zuhuvim. So when the Goyim came and they plundered the Beis HaMikdash, so there's all this Hagdish money that's now going around in circulation. So anytime we get Kesef or Zav, for all we know, we make Kiddush on Shabbos with a silver Kiddush cup, we have Kesef from the Beis HaMikdash, and we're being mulled by Hagdish. So they wanted to be gones all the Kesef Zav. I don't know if they ever would have had the power to be. I guess they mean they wouldn't use Kesef and Zav. They would only use copper coins or something. I don't know. This is an earth shattering thing that they wanted to do something like this. Ad shematzulah mikra min haTorah shu mutter, till they found the pasuk in the Torah that it's mutter. Shenamar uva bapritzim v'chilaluha, that when the pritzim come in, they're mechalal it, so it no longer has its kedusha. Mela it's mutter, and that's why they didn't have to be gones all the kesef and the zav in the entire world. So says Gemara, wait a second, Yerushalayim have a ruba da alma. How could you make something like that aser? Why would you make it aser? I get a gold coin, let's say, so I have to assume that comes from Yerushalayim. Don't we have a rule in all of Shas called the parish meruba parish, that whatever you get, you assume comes from the rove? Yerushalayim, the money in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash was not the rove of the gold or the silver in the world. So whenever I get a gold or silver coin, shouldn't I be able to assume it comes from the rove and does not come from Yerushalayim? So why would they even be the Gemara is questioning the Havamina. Why do they need a pasuk tell me that it's mutter only because all the money is mechulal and above bapritzim v'chululuha? You shouldn't need that. It should anyway be mutter because it's called the parish meruba parish. Elam Rabaye Bikshu Lignos Dinara Hadriana Taryaana Shayafa Memretivil Shul Yerushalayim. No, there was particular coins that the majority of those coins were in Yerushalayim at the time. So it's those coins that they wanted to be gones. Now they weren't going to be gones all the Kesef and Zav in the world. It's ridiculous. They were going to be gones those particular coins where the majority of them happened to have been in Yerushalayim. Acha Masala Mikraman Torah Shul Mutter, till they found a pasuk that says that it's Mutter. Shema Uvav Bapritzim. The pasuk says that's the real story. Fine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. The on the side it changes it to Rav, takes out Asi. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Kol kesef amur b'torah stam kesef tzuri. Whenever it says kesef in the Torah stam, it's referring to kesef tzuri. V'shal devrayim kesef medina. And whenever the Rabbanan refer to kesef, it's always kesef medina. That's the rule. The Gemara is going to explain the chilik between kesef tzuri and kesef medina. We're going to see at the end of the Amud over here is that kesef medina is 1/8 of kesef tzuri. So when the Chacham talk about kesef, it's always 1/8 of what the Torah's kesef is. The Rambam writes kesef tzuri is a Rambam in Ishus Paragimel Alachas and in Toin Vinitan Paragimel Alach Beis. He writes kesef tzuri is coins that are made completely out of silver, out of actual silver. Kesef Medina was made in Yerushalayim. 1/8 of it was made out of silver. The rest of it was made out of Nechoshes. Meaning the coins are exactly the same size. The difference between Kesef Tzuri and Kesef Medina is that it's like, I guess, the silver dollar. How much silver is actually in a silver dollar, right? So it's it was a mixture of metals. The Kesef Medina, the Kesef Tzuri was pure silver. The Kesef Medina was 1/8 silver. The rest was Nechoshes. So Tzaltzianta says, but wait a second. Then the Gemara's cheshbon won't work out. Kesef Medina is supposed to be valued at 1/8 of what Kesef Tzuri is. Now, if you would have only the silver content of Kesef Medina, the way the Rambam describes it, that would be 1/8. But you have all this Nechoshes in there also. Doesn't that mess up the ratio? So as Yonza points out, according to the Rambam, Kesef Medina is more than 1/8 of Kesef Tzuri, because all the Nechoshes is worth something. The Kesef alone is 1/8. The Kesef in it alone is 1/8 of Kesef Tzuri. The Nechoshes is not worth a lot, but it's worth something. So he says, maybe it's worth so little that they didn't even bring it into the cheshbon, even though in Achinami it's worth a little bit more than 1/8, but it's so little bit more than 1/8 that we just leave it as it is. The Rashash and Baba Kama is Medayik from Tosfos and Maseches Sukkah and Afchav Bezum Bez, that Tosfos holds that Kesef Medina doesn't have any Nechoshes at all, that it's just 1/8 of the size of Kesef Tzuri, meaning that that when we talk about the Kesef of the Torah, so we were just talking about Kesef Tzuri, meaning larger coins. Kesef Medina is 1/8 of the size, and that's why, so it literally is 1/8. So that seems to be Machlokas. Machlokas Rishonim. So ask the Gemara on this rule, is that true that any time the Torah says Kesef, it always means Kesef Tzuri, and the Rabbanan always mean Kesef Medina? Uklalahu, is that a steadfast rule? The Gemara is going to challenge it from four different places. So number one, challenge number one. Very tiny, the Ksiv Kita Nishal Reo Kesef Akelim Lishmar, when we talk about the Parsha of Moda B'Miktsas, that there's a halacha, that if I say you owe me $100, you say you only owe me $50, so you have to take a Shvua. We assume that really you owe me all the money, and you wanted to admit to all the money, you just didn't have all of it, so you only admitted to part of it. You would have loved to deny all of it, but you don't have that kind of chutzpah, because you know that you owe me $100. So I have the upper hand when I claim the $100 and you admit to 50, so you need to take a shvur, you chayv a shvur mida oraisa, shvur's mother mixas. But that din of mother mixas is only if there's a certain minimal amount of money involved. If I say you owe me 2 pennies and you say you only owe me 1 penny, so then that is not a situation of mother mixas. So we darshan the value from the following. Pasuk says ki yitein ish al reo kesef o kelim lishmar. The assumption is that it started with kesef or kelim. That's what I gave you. That's what I claim you owe me. Utnan in the Mishnah Masech Shavuos says shavuos hadayanin hataina shtei kesef. That the taina has to be at least shtei kesef. Now to be clear, there is a machlokas in the Gemara in Masech Shavuos daf lametesam and beis between Rav and Shmuel. What does that mean? Hataina shtei kesef. Rav holds that when it says hataina, it means that the kfiras hanitva has to be at least shtei kesef, meaning you have to be denying at least shtei kesef. I'm saying you owe me 3 or 4 kesef. You're saying that you owe me 1 or 2, meaning that the amount that you're denying is 2 kesef, not that the actual taina that I'm making is shtei kesef. Shmuel holds that no, that it's enough to be toveya shtei maos kesef. That's enough for the actual entire taina, even if the kfira is only a single pruta, you'd be. But from both of them, you see that the taina has to. Everyone agrees that the taina has to be at least shtei kesef. Meaning, Rav thinks it has to be more than that because the kfiras hataina thinks it has to be shtei kesef. But everyone agrees that we're talking a minimum of shtei kesef and not a ma'achas. So if you say that kesef stam is mamon bialma, is just stam money and doesn't mean any given amount, so it's not mufurish in the Torah the shear of the money. So then you could say, okay, so the Chacham get to determine what exactly the amount is going to be, and they determine that it's Ma'os Kesef. But according to Rav Asi, that any time the Torah says Kesef, it means Kesef Tzuri, so over here where it says Kesef Stam, it should have said the smallest amount of Kesef, the smallest Madbeah in Kesef Tzuri, which is Ma'a. So where do they get this idea of Shtei Ma'os Kesef? That's the Gemara's Kasha. How can you, what I'm explaining now is why did, this is the way Rashi and Kiddushin explains it, is why is it that this is a kasha dafka and ravasi? Anyway, we have a kasha. Where did the shtei ma'os kesef come from? The Torah just said kesef. Where do you come up with shtei ma'os kesef? So if you say that there's no shir, the Torah doesn't mean anything necessarily when it says kesef. So you can say, l'masra kesef al-chacham. The chacham get to determine the amount. But if you hold every time the Torah says kesef, it means kesef tzuri, so you should take the smallest amount of kesef tzuri and say that's what it's talking about, which would be one ma'a of kesef. And yet we're saying that it's shtei kesef. So that's the kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Merav or Rabbi Yehuda Meravasi, whoever it is. So it's the Gemara, shayni hasam tichsiv kesef o kelim. No, over there it says kesef or kelim. Ma kelim shnayim, af kesef shnayim. Just like the word kelim is plural, and therefore it must be two, so kesef must be shtei ma'os kesef as well, because we're comparing, there's a hekesh between the kesef and the kelim. So ma kesef davar chashuv, af kelim davar chashuv, and the limur goes the other way as well. Just like kesef, by definition, is a davar chashuv, if what you're claiming is kelim, it also has to be a davar chashuv in order for it to be included in the parsha of modem mixus. Okay, so that challenge fails. Challenge number two, very meiser, what about when it comes to being podem meiser sheni, dichsiv vitzrata kesef biyadecha, so it says kesef stam, utnan aporit sela mimous meiser sheni, and yet it talks about being porit a sela of most from the money of meiser sheni, which is made into prutos, and you want to exchange it for slime of kesef, because it's you don't want to carry nechoshes up to your shlaim. It's going to be very heavy if you have it in copper currency. Much easier to have it in silver currency. And over there it says that the machlokas beisham beisil, exactly what happens over there. But bottom line is, you see that they would sell the meiser for prutos, even though it says v'nasata kesef. So how could it be prutos? It says v'nasata kesef. It should be kesef tzuri. It says the gemara kesef riba. Over there it says kesef twice. It's a special riboy to tell you that it works. You could be mechal meiser sheni even on prutos, even though the Torah says kesef, prutos are good enough also. It doesn't have to dafka be kesef tzuri. Third challenge, very hektish tchsiv, nasata kesef v'kamlo, v'nasana kesef v'kamlo. What about hektish, where the pasuk says v'nasana kesef v'kamlo? You may note, if you look at the os gimel, if you have the same gemara I'm using, on the side of the gemara, when it quotes the pasuk, I have those fancy gemaras that quote the whole pasuk, it quotes a pasuk that's supposed to say v'nasana kesef v'kamlo, and the pasuk says v'mga'ol yigal sasada magdisho so v'yosef chamishiso kesef arkecha olav v'kamlo. So essentially, there is no pasuk that says v'nasana kesef v'kamlo. Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amud Aleph points this out, that there's no pasuk in the entire Torah that says this. So the pasuk says what I just told you it says. The Gemara just shortens the pasuk. It's abbreviating what the pasuk actually says. And Tosfos over there Masechta Shabbos says the Gemara does this all the time, and he gives several examples of where the Gemara does this. But bottom line is, the Torah talks about being poda hegdish, and it says the word kesef. Vamar Shmuel hegdish shava manashe chilu al shava pruta mechulal. And yet Shmuel says that you could be poda hegdish that's worth a mana on shava pruta. Pruta is nechoshes, so it's not kesef tzuri. So how are you allowed to do that? The Torah says kesef. I thought we said that anytime it says kesef, a stam in the Torah, it always means kesef tzuri. So it says more hektish nami yell of kodesh kodesh mi meiser. Now we learned that out from meiser. Meiser had a special riboy. We learned it from meiser. So this is an exception to that rule. This din that you're allowed to cheat hektish when you're poded, that you're allowed to change it, that it works if you're mechal for a different amount. Tosfos writes in Masechta Rosh Hashanah in the name of the Bahag and the She'iltos that it doesn't only work for Hegdish, that it works for Meiser Sheni and for Netar Revai as well. That if you have Meiser Sheni that's worth a lot of money, you could be poded on a pruta. This is what we do in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. They're poded on a tiny little pruta. This is Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. So the Rambam writes this way as well, that that's what the Gaonim said, that Bizman Hazeh, you should do it L'Chadchila. Even though the Gemara only says it as a din b'diyeved, that it works. The Rambam Maaseh Sheni, Beis Beis, says that that's what the Gaonim said we should do the Chachila, because what are we going to do with the real Maaseh Sheni? I mean, we have nothing to do with it nowadays, because we don't have the ability to treat it with its proper Kedusha, so you might as well have as little of it around as possible. And that's what's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Yardeis and Reish Sadi Dalid, Si'iv Vav. However, the Bir HaGra, Sifkat Mechaf, does not like this at all. He says, wait a second, all the Gemara says by Hegdish that such a thing works. Why does this work by Hegdish? Because there's a din of Eino Na LaHegdish, that there's no Ona'a when it comes to Hegdish. But Maisa Sheini, there is a din of Ona'a. So if that's the case, you should not be able to Mechal Shava Mana on a Shava Pruta. He says, what this really depends on is the Sugya and all of Shas of Maisa Sheini Momon Gavoa or Momon Hedyot. If it's Momon Hedyot, this absolutely should not work. This should only work if it's Momon Gavoa, because then you would go back to Eino Na LaHegdish. Okay, so the Gemara challenges now a fourth time. Vare Kiddusha Isha, what about the fact that you need money for Kiddusha Isha Dixiv? V'yatza Chinam Ein Kasef, we learned from a din of Kesef. So how much do you need for Kiddusha Isha? So you would think that you would need a Kesef Tzuri, because it says Kesef Stam in the Torah. Utsnan Beshame Yomer Bedinor Beshavadinor Beshilom Pruto Beshavar Pruta. And we say all you need is a Shavar Pruta according to Beis Hillel. So Leimer Ravasi Damar Kveshamai. So what, you want to say Ravasi is assuming like Kveshamai, that you need kesef, and that's why he says dinar. So he said, no, that can't be. And he's not going like Beshamai. Obviously, you only need a shavar pruta. Every misad of kiddushin under the chuppah always asks the edim, does this look like it's worth a shavar pruta to you? Eliyit mar hachi itmar. No, this is what we mean to say. Amr vidam ravasi kol kesef kotsuv. Ha'amar b'Torah kesef tzuri v'shal devarim kesef medina. Any set amount of kesef that it says in the Torah, when it says 30 kesef for an eved and 50 for an onus mefata, when it gives a number, that's what we're talking about is kesef tzuri v'shal devarim kesef medina. But when it doesn't give a number, stam kesef doesn't always mean kesef tzuri, and therefore that could go back and answer all four of these kashas. But the checkmate, the case where we really had to change it, was kiddusha isha, where it's pashut that you can be mekadesh isha with the Shavu Pruto according to Beis Hillel. So my Kamash Melon says more, but then what's the Chiddush of Ravasi? Tanina. It says that in the Mishnah. Chamish Lam Shal Ben, and it says that in the Shloshim and the Chamishim. It said it all in our Mishnah that we started the day with, that it all has to be with Kesef Tzuri. Vishal Devrayim Kesef Medina Tzrichalena. The Chiddush is that when we talk about Midrabanans, that we talk about Kesef in the Lashon of the Chachamim, it's Kesef Medina. Ditna na tokeh lechavero nosin lo sela. Because we learned in the Mishnah that if a person is tokeh his friend, he hits his friend in the ear, or perhaps he blows something really loud, like a shofar, really loud in his friend's ear, and he hurts him in that way. So you have to pay him a sella. V'lo te masella arba zuzay el palga dezuzay dekariyinchi sella palga dezuza. Don't say a sella on the Torah level, sella tzuri, which is four zuz. No, sella midrabanan, which is 1/8 of that, which is a half of a zuz. And that's the story of Chanan Bisha, Chanan the bad guy. He hit some guy on the ear. So they went to Din Torah to Rafuna. So he says, you owe him a half a zuz for what you did to him. That's the penalty. So So he had a certain rubbed out zuz that wasn't even viable as currency he had with him, but it was a whole zuz. It wasn't a half a zuz. So he figured, what am I going to do? I owe the guy a half a zuz. I only have a whole zuz. So he whacked him again, and then he gave him the holes. That was Chanan Bisha. Okay.